Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Hi, Eric. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm a few moments away. As soon as I finish this show, I've got my car all packed up and everything ready, and we're going to go on a roundabout trip out east. So we're going to go to Kingston for 2 nights, and then to Montreal for 5, and then to Ottawa for 2, and then back home. So we're doing this big loop in eastern Canada.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Yeah. Really quite looking forward to it and going adventuring and finding cool and fun things to do in the local area and so on. So, yeah, I'm really quite looking forward to it. It's a nice road trip. It'll be our longest trip together, so I'm quite looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure it'll be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll have the same nice weather, too.
Yeah, it's been beautiful, sunny, and hot, for sure.
Yeah.
How's your week?
My week's been really good. My day today has been frustrating. I'm trying not to get frustrated, to be honest. I am going to be, there's a metaphysical store opening in Toronto on Sunday. It's their grand opening, and I'm going to be participating in the grand opening. I'm going to do mini Enneagram sessions, basically, and I'm trying to print up all my material and stuff. And we decided to go out and get a new printer yesterday, and I've installed it and everything, but it's doing weird things, and I don't know how to adjust them, so it's been a learning curve under pressure, which, you know, it's totally me. It's a beautiful printer. It does fantastic work, but I don't know, there's something with the margins, but I'll sort it out. It's not anything terribly wrong. It's just something just doesn't look quite right for me. So,
right.
There's a little bit of perfectionist in me sometimes, especially when it comes to marketing materials. So, excuse me, we'll see.
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, you're going to be meeting new people, and new people are going to become introduced to you, and you want to put your best foot forward for sure. And this is definitely frustrating when, you know, you get something and it's just supposed to plug and play, and in fact, it plugs and then doesn't calibrate properly for 4 hours while you try to figure out what setting is incorrect.
Yeah, it don't play. It plugs, but it don't play.
I always found the printers finicky. Like, I don't know, I've had like 3 of them in like the last 10 years, and they just stop working or something screws up on them. I mean, I guess I'm just because I'm buying $40 printers, so I guess that's kind of, I don't know if that's part of the purchase price, but.
Well, we did kind of splurge and got one that will scan and print 13 by 19 pages, which is great. It's really good quality, which, because I do a lot of marketing, printing my own marketing stuff, and for Peter too, it's important. But anyway, it's just the learning curve, you know. And it's like anything in life. There's you know, you do something new, and there's a bit of a learning curve. So. You just got to go with it and know that everything's going to be fine no matter what.
Yeah, that's true too, right? I mean, even if it doesn't work at all, you know, things are going to be okay. It's just not the idea you had envisioned, and then you get frustrated. I think that plays out a lot in life.
Well, and this is it. Like, I had this expectation of, you know, I was going to sit down on, I think I started all this on Wednesday, that I was going to sit down and, you know, lickety-split, get it all done, because half the stuff was already done. I just had to print it. And some other stuff I had to redesign and put new content in, which was turned out to be the easy part. I thought the printing was going to be the easy part, but it hasn't. So it's expectations, right? We have expectations about how something's going to go. And the only thing that upsets us or frustrates us is when those expectations aren't met. The idea that they're not met, it's not anything that's happening. It's the expectation that you've put on the the circumstance or the attachment to the outcome. So, yeah, it does play out in life a lot.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is funny, you know. Like, we are truly the creators of our own experience, and of course, it absolutely is frustrating when you splurge and you make a purchase and it doesn't work. But, you know, it like you say, it does play out everywhere in life, and we really do set it up. I mean, we set up the standard, and then it's this interesting thing about being human. You know, this large prefrontal cortex that allows us to imagine a scenario that's different than the one that's playing out. And it's part of what's being human, and something that, like, sometimes, you know, we'll get in conversations with people, and, you know, they'll get really upset about this idea that they have, whether it's something small, you know, like a printer, or how a birthday party should go, or something larger, like how I thought my life would be at this point, or my partner's not living up to the expectations I had of them at this point in our lives, or you know, my career isn't fulfilling in a way that I thought it was going to be. You know, in any manner of how big these things are, it's tough to counsel somebody through that in a way, because that's so real, it's so palpable. It's a process that we've used since we were children to affect change in our lives in the direction of how we wanted to create it, but. When things don't work out, it's so difficult to deal with because it's such an intrinsic process to dealing with ourselves in life, and it's sometimes it's important to pull back the power from that process and to realize that we're the ones doing the whole thing, that we're setting up the whole thing, and this somewhat idea of this split self where we can imagine, you know, some other thing being true that isn't true. And then how we give ourselves pain or shame or anger based on how far away we are from our visualized ideal situation. And it's just, I think it can be really helpful to realize that it's just something that sometimes we beat ourselves up for, you know, not only feeling the pain, the shame, or the anger, but then we get upset at ourselves for how, like, tough we're being on ourselves and how crappy we're making ourselves feel. And if we can realize that this is just part, you know, of our brain structure, this prefrontal cortex that allows us to create such incredible, beautiful things and create these individual, unique lives, but it also comes with this cost sometimes, should we let it run away from us, and if we give it too much power, we don't keep it in check, it can cause us a lot of pain in the lifetime of pain and suffering.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really interesting because even just hearing you talk about, you know, beating ourselves up about the whatever we're feeling, the anger, the pain, the fear, the guilt, whatever, that's so heavy. I mean, it feels heavy. It's hard work. It's so much harder to always be creating a story about all these things that are happening in our lives. Like, every experience we have, we pretty much create a story about it instead of, and that takes us out of the present moment, right? Instead of really experiencing, it's like I remember a few weeks ago we were talking about taking photographs and how I always say that the reason I don't take a lot of photographs is because I'd rather enjoy the moment. But it is kind of like that. It's like we're not experiencing, we're analyzing the experience, and that we're not in the present if we're doing that. And I think that we learn that at a very early age. We learn disappointment, we learn expectations, and we learn the connection between the two. Because, I mean, face it, we learn from the people around us, and that's the norm. That's the way it is. Life isn't fair, live with it. You know, this didn't happen, I'm disappointed, I was looking for happiness out of this particular thing and it didn't come, so of course, again, I'm disappointed, I'm unhappy. And, you know, the thing is that Peter said something to me today, I'll see if I can remember it properly. He said, it's not that we want to be happy, it's that we don't want to be unhappy. And either of those things will take us into a place of suffering, that search, because we're always searching. Peace, on the other hand, is accepting happiness and unhappiness, fear and love, anger and acceptance, the whole spectrum in between, accepting it as it comes up in us and as it tries to flow through us. What happens is we stop the flow because we make judgments about what the emotions are. So we stop the flow, and the stopping of the flow, the pushing back against, the resistance is what causes us pain. If we were to just be in that very open, accepting place and allowing each emotion, thought, and belief to flow through us without judgment, without attachment, without resistance, wow, then you're in the present moment. Then you're feeling, then you know peace. That's what peace is all about.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that you bring up the idea of creating the story, because we do that habitually and unceasingly. We create stories in our head until we can create the gap and take back control over it, take back control from the ego, you know, because the ego is what wants to create the story. It wants to create the story of happiness about an event, either past or future, or it wants to create, you know, pain and worry and anguish about an event, you know, both either past or in the future. And neither of those scenarios are you really truly experiencing right now in reality, but we are absolutely experiencing them in our psyche, in our chemicals released in our body, the level of stress and anxiety and tenseness that we're carrying in this moment is about a moment that no longer is or hasn't yet happened and very likely may not happen. Specifically, in the worst case scenario that we often get trained, we train ourselves into thinking about, you know, that the idea of not, I don't want to be unhappy. I don't want this thing to happen. I don't want this person to react like this. I don't want, you know, I don't want this relationship to fall apart, or I don't want to fail at this upcoming task. And it's just torture. It's just torture. And we're doing it to ourselves, you know, and in that, in those moments, and we all do it. Like it's just a human thing to do, you know, and we can try to get better every day at, you know, reining it in. And in those moments where we're being really cruel to ourselves, where we're giving ourselves pain and punishment and reprimand and shame, and you know, we're choosing to be like somebody who's really mean to us, you know, like we're being a bully to ourselves, and we don't have to be. We can choose, you know, we can also be our own best friend, you know, if we just choose anew, you know, and we can, you know, something that really helps, you know, reduce the power of the story is just, you know, I love this statement and I use it all the time, especially, you know, here as I'm packing, you know, before the show, and, you know, I'm trying to make sure I got everything right, and I'm not going to forget anything, because I don't want future pain, you know, I don't want future pain of forgetting a toothbrush, you know, I'd have to go spend $3 at a grocery store, you know, I don't want the future pain of forgetting, a food ingredient for our trip. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. And when you're able to pull yourself out and just, like, take a deep breath and be like, oh, my God, in this moment, everything is okay. And the thing that I'm imagining that I miss, it's not a big deal. You know, I'll bounce back, you know, whether it's something as small as a toothbrush or whether it's something as big as having a relationship, you know, fail. You know, it's okay. I'm an ultimate creator, and I'm going to be fine. And in those moments, I'm going to be fine too, because I'll have all my faculties, and I'll have an even better psyche to move forward and create the existence I want. It doesn't matter how small or how big. You know, if we can just take that breath and say, in this moment, everything is okay. And you just, like, as you exhale, thinking about that, it's amazing. You can feel your shoulders, you know, drop, you know, because you've been holding them up. You know, you can feel the tightness in your chest just release, you know. And it's just this beautiful three-second thing that we can do to be our own best friend. Like, why not be nice to us, you know? I mean, I guess there's some big answers to that and some childhood trauma that sometimes we take with us that is a good reason, or at least we can point to as a reason why we bully ourselves. You know, we just internalize the external bully, and we live like that the rest of the way unless we stop it.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting when you say, like, so what if you leave your toothbrush, or if it's, you know, something as small as a toothbrush or something as big as a relationship. And the thing is that we have been able to cope with everything that life has handed us for this long, whether we're 10 or whether we're 100, we have coped with it because here we are, still here.
Hmm.
We've survived it, whether we worry about it or not. And so wouldn't it be lovely just to be able to deal with the situation without spending weeks or days or hours or whatever it is worried about it happening? You know, in the example of relationship, if we spend our whole time in that relationship worried about losing the relationship, we're not present in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And we may just very well create that thing that we're afraid of happening. Wayne Dyer always said, you can never get enough of what you don't want. And I really have to agree with that, because not only have I experienced that, but I've seen it with other people too. And the thing is that things are going to happen whether we worry or not. And worrying about them isn't going to stop them. Worrying about them is going to stop us from having an amazing life experience. And I know it's very easy to say, don't worry, but I don't think it's impossible to stop either. So just a little food for thought, I guess, that worry doesn't change anything except how you feel.
Yeah, and for the significant turn for the worse. Yeah, it only hurts you. And then not only in our psyche and how we're experiencing the moments in our days, but also by sending things that are not good, you know, releasing things that are not good into your body that can create long-term dis-ease. It's just, you know, and it's something that we choose to do. Something we choose to do. And sometimes, you know, what I really wanted to talk about this on the show, and we're moving in that direction, is that, you know, I really wanted to talk about beliefs, and not and the beliefs that we've taken in from the outside world, and to realize whether or not these beliefs are truly ours, or whether they have been put there by somebody else, whether it be through a parent or through society or through schooling or what have you, or through, you know, relationships. These things that, you know, you think that you believe, but realize that because you believe them, you know, you only cause yourself pain. And so do you really believe them? And is it really in your best interest to believe these things that cause you to not feel well, and cause you to judge your own actions or potential future actions or actions that have already happened in your life, and to judge them harshly and to judge yourself harshly, and then to unload a whole bunch of pain onto yourself? You know, it's really not, it's not kind, and it doesn't serve you well, because for every moment that you spend in that shame or fear or anger about something, you're not in a creative energy. You're not in an energy that's going to change your circumstance for the better. You know, all you're going to do is you're going to beat yourself up, and then you're going to make yourself smaller, and you're going to, you know, lock away more of your personal power to create the situation that you actually truly want. And I mean, it's hilarious. You bring up Wayne Dyer, and that you can never get enough of what you don't want. You're absolutely right. You'll never be done, you know, beating yourself up over something. You'll never be done worrying about something. And it's just a crappy way to live, you know. It's just a crappy way to spend a moment. It's a crappy way to spend a day or an afternoon, or your life. And you don't have to, you know. This belief that we have to beat ourselves up so that we can somehow redeem ourselves to who? To what? You know, we don't have to. You know, we can, you know, pull ourselves back into the moment and be like, oh my God, everything is okay. And from this point, I can create a situation of my dreams. You know, I can use my prefrontal cortex to imagine a beautiful situation. And in this moment, if I'm able to, you know, bring myself back to love, I'm going to be much more able to create that situation. And it's going to feel a whole lot better along the way. I mean, who really wants to achieve anything anyways if it takes you 7 years of punishing yourself?
Well, what you're going to achieve is punishing yourself.
Yeah, for 7 years. Congratulations. And then once you get the thing, you're just going to move on.
Yeah, and it never has the gratification that you imagine it was going to have. Ever. like that new car. Oh, yeah, I want a new car. I love the new car smell. It would be so fantastic to get the new car. And then you get the new car, and the first time you have to fill it up with gas, you're probably over it. So how long did that last, right? I mean, beliefs. Beliefs are, I think, something. Our belief system is something we develop by the time we're probably 4 or 5 years old. And I think it's just from pure observation. We see how other people handle things. We hear what other people have to say about certain things. And then from that, our own personal belief system begins to grow and take over. What I really find interesting is that whether a belief is, and this is all judgment, deemed good or bad, neither one necessarily brings you joy. Because even a positive belief can cause problems if you're attached to it in any way. It's something I think that we need to use our awareness with, to really pay attention to the beliefs, to really nail them down so that, I have my, one of my processes that is to look at how we react, what our thoughts are and what our feelings are, and to use them to go back and find out what belief caused this reaction in us. Mm. And I think it's really important, because I think without the awareness, we blindly react to things and have thoughts about things that we don't necessarily need to have. But because we never question them from the time we're 4 or 5 years old, we just go happily along life with these beliefs that we developed when we were 4 or 5, and they're not serving us anymore. Were they ever serving us? Probably not. But as adults, we have that ability and that opportunity to become more aware of them and to really question them and to drop the beliefs that are causing us to feel pain and suffering and miserable and unhappy and whatever it is. And certain beliefs like life isn't fair, you just got to deal with it. I don't think that's true. I think, like you said, you create the life you want. And you do that by letting go of the thoughts and feelings and beliefs that are holding you back. And you allow them to flow through you and be released and let them go, instead of holding on to them and keeping yourself in suffering.
Yeah. I love that you bring up that process about, like, if something's upsetting you, about how you go back and try to deconstruct it or chunk it down into the belief that made you feel that way about it. And it's so beautiful, because then we can really start seeing how, like, our own operating system, right? It's important. I mean, if we're a computer, and don't just operate, just don't have Windows running and just, don't know how it works. If it's something as important as our own lives or our own brain, it's important for us to know a little bit of computer language. It's important for us to understand, like, what beliefs are really driving us. And sometimes it's like the same like 6 beliefs that run the majority of our lives. And if we can chunk it down and we can identify what belief, this feeling or this upset or even this success has come from, because this is all isn't just about not feeling bad, even though that's usually what brings people to counsel or therapy. But also, if you're succeeding somewhere in life, like sometimes, our lives aren't complete failures or complete successes. There's areas of life where we do both. And in areas where we're really successful, it's also important to chunk down and find the belief that led us to that success. So that we can reinforce it and get back to that spot and work from that belief. But on the other side of it, if there's a belief that's making us feel not so good, like I'm not good enough, or I always screw up in this way, or I'm not very organized, or any one of these things, and we come back to the belief, we find it, we can ask ourselves, is that really my belief, or was that put there? You know, did I swallow that belief without like chewing, without thinking about it? You know, was that just given to me when I was a kid and had no defenses? You know, was that just given to me when I was, you know, comatose in front of a television, watching advertisements? You know, where is this belief coming from that I'm not good enough? You know, and is that really my belief? You know, did I put that there? I mean, was I a blank slate? And then to be nice to myself, I thought I'm really going to believe that I'm not good enough, and I'm going to self-sabotage the rest of my life. Of course not. You know, so sometimes, you know, when we realize that a belief has been put inside of us, or that we've accepted a belief without really thinking about it, without really chewing, we can then, that's a really important tool to help us take the power back from the belief and be like, wait a second, I don't believe that. I don't want to believe that the rest of my life. In the areas of my life where I'm successful, I don't believe this. You know, it's only the areas of my life that I let it run wild, and I let it be my operating system and where I operate from. And not only does it hold me back and do I self-sabotage, I also feel crappy a whole lot of the time because of this belief. You know, and we can be nice to ourselves and be like, oh my goodness, you can just replace it. Like, it's not actually a thing. It's not actually like screwed on to you, you know. It's just your thought about it. And you can change your thought about it. It really is that simple, because everything is happening inside of us. And we have final say in what goes on. We just give away that power too often. And we just let these beliefs that we've just swallowed, or that were put into us to serve somebody else, and we just let that run our lives until we don't.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. I like the way you use the operating system as a metaphor for it, because I think, it's time to upgrade, people. It's time to upgrade.
Yes, we're encouraging you to upgrade to Windows 10.
Yeah, exactly. To life 100.
That's right. That's right. We've gone too long, as we always do. We're down to the last couple minutes. And Bettina, it'd be great if you could send us off, you know, with some of these new thoughts and anchor them into our day and take us into an energetic place where we can create from love.
Absolutely. You know, I would love to do that. So let's close our eyes and take a deep breath. And as you breathe, bring yourself back into that place where you feel safe and protected, comfortable, loved, and at peace. And in this place, you know only joy, only love, only peace. It is heaven on earth, and it is what we're always looking for. So let's remember to look inward. We are all people, those that call for love and those that offer love. We run when we see what we don't like or fear, but we are only running from ourselves, the shadow that we do not want to see. It is only when we can love and accept all parts of ourselves that we can then be with all people in a state of peace. And we come to the world with an offering of love. This is our salvation, the only way to find peace in the world. It begins within, the hardest place of all, unconditional love for ourselves, and then we know a loving, peaceful world. We embrace our day-to-day normalness with full presence and, yes, even joy. And that we find in this place right here, in the stillness of this moment, this holy instant that we call being present. And when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bettina.
You're welcome.
Mm. Well, thanks, everybody.
Sorry about my noisy printer in the background.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you all. Actually, well, we may be off next week. I'm not sure. Or the week after. But, well, it was time.
Okay. I'll be here next week. No.
So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Actually, I didn't think about it. I'm going to be in Quebec. We'll see if we get it.
Oh, are you? Okay.
We'll see if we get the show off.
All right, then.
We'll see you all next time, everybody.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection. Thank you.